Welcome back, hockey hotties, to Hockey Moms Uncensored. This is podcast number 3, $200 hockey stick, and we're wearing a 5-year-old bra.
Today we're going to chat about the financial commitment that is youth hockey.
That's a big subject. I'm really not looking forward to talking about this because
it's a little painful.
It's a little painful to think about all the money that we have spent on these children.
Absolutely.
But for good reason.
Oh, yeah, it's totally worth it, but it is certainly an investment.
That's right. Well, first, I know we have a special announcement about our Birmingham Bulls.
Yes, our Bulls won the first round of the playoffs last night. So congrats and go Bulls.
That's exciting. Yeah, go Bulls. I hope they can pull it off. Last year, they got to the very end and sadly didn't pull it, you know, bring home the W.
I think they lost to the Havoc right up the road, right?
I think so.
That painful.
Yeah. Stick to the heart right there. Yeah. But yeah, we love our Bulls. So hopefully they can bring home the W this year. So when we're talking about the financial investment, there's so many categories when you're thinking about hockey as a whole. So not only is there equipment, there is lessons, there is just to get into learn to skate and learn to play, all the things. So where do we want to start? Like, what would be a good place to just start talking about, okay, first day in hockey, this is what you're going to spend?
So I think you would want to talk about initial investment, which is skating lessons and hockey lessons. Because as we talked about last week, you can't just jump right into hockey like you can soccer or baseball. You don't just go buy the equipment and send your kid out there to fly. They have to have some foundation. So thought initially we would talk about what the investment is just for lessons and building that foundation before you can even get on a team.
Love it. Okay. So initial investment. So first you're going to have to pay for USA Hockey dues. We talked about that last episode. Have to be a member of USA Hockey. That's super important. Little Toros, we know that's about $200. We've done Learn to Skate. That's about $125. Now it's time to play house. For us, we decided to play on the travel team. So we did get a discount. But if you aren't doing that, it's
around $600. And I'm sure it varies too by location. Right. But for us, it's about $600. And I believe we got about $150, $175 discount because we were also playing travel.
Right.
Doesn't mean it was cheaper, but
it feels a little bit better.
Yeah, it takes the blow down a little bit.
You're exactly right. And not everybody plays travel. So if you're just playing house, you're obviously going to have to pay for that initial investment. And how many weeks is that? It's from
November, I believe, through March.
So November through March, that's not that expensive, really, yeah, if you break it down.
Season.
Exactly. And you have a practice every single week, and then you have a game every single week. I know there was a few breaks here and there, but that's a pretty long season.
It is.
So I guess if you break down the math, it's an easier pill to swallow as opposed to.
Right. If you break it down per month that you're getting to be involved in that sport. And that includes your jersey. Of course, doesn't include any equipment.
Right.
But a lot of ice time for that amount of money.
Exactly. When we decided to do travel and house, that was our thought process in we're going to do both because that's just extra ice time. Right. When we decided to do the travel team, same thing. You only get to practice once a week and then you don't have a tournament every week because, again, we're in the South. We don't have people right down the road, so we have to travel. So we don't have as many games in travel. So we felt like playing house was just an extra time to be on the ice and hone in on those skills and hopefully be better for the travel season.
Right. That was exactly our thinking as well. And I know the coach of the travel team really encouraged all of the travel players to play house because the more ice time you get, the better you're going
to
be.
So travel, it is a whole nother animal compared to house. Not only do you have to pay to try out.
Right.
Which I think when we tried out for 8U, everybody made the team, but that might not always be the case down the road. But it was $50 to try out. And then once everyone made it, then you had to shell out $1,000 to be a part of the travel team.
Right.
And what did that include?
So that included practice jerseys, ice time for practice once a week, I believe 3 tournaments. And anything, there were a couple tournaments added here and there that was always extra money. And
We're forgetting.
I think that's it.
Is that it? I think so. The Birmingham Bulls organization was generous enough to donate our jerseys this year, or provide funds for our jerseys this year. So that probably kept the price down $100 or so, I guess.
Well, thank you. That's yeah. nice of them.
Oh, and coaching time, it pays the coach as well.
Pays the coach, yes. Which he deserves that to deal with all those little
absolutely
6 to 8 year olds. Love his heart. Yes,
on ice.
I don't think we ever got our practice jerseys.
We did not. We did not. So I don't know where that money ended up. I don't either. But
we need to make a call to somebody that
you owe us some practice jerseys.
You owe us some practice
or
jerseys.
Some money.
Or a discount for next year's travel.
Yeah, absolutely. Just keep the money and take it off next year.
That's right. I'm sure down in another episode we'll get more in depth on travel. Today is more absolutely. About just the financial aspect of hockey, mm-hmm. but the travel part, like I said, it's a whole nother animal, and it's a league of its own. So I'm anxious to really talk about that in the future, because I think that's going to give a lot of people some good insight
absolutely.
On that world. But as far as the fees for everything, that's what you're looking at. So it is a steep amount of money to come up with right out the bat. I don't know if there's payment programs. I'm sure a lot of rinks maybe would offer that, like you pay you go. I don't know.
I think they offered you to split it in half anyway. I think you could pay like $500 at first and then $500 later, but I couldn't even tell how you do it on the website. So I think everybody probably just paid it all at once.
So at other rinks, if people are looking into this, obviously, I'm sure their website's going to have it, or there's someone that you can reach out to figure out exactly what the fees are going to be and how the payment works. But that's going to be something that you can be expecting to pay up front.
And also know that as they age, that amount goes up. I have heard that the 10U and older gets up closer to $3,000 and above just for your fees.
Right.
Not including travel and whatnot.
Right. And they travel farther.
Yes.
Too.
Yes. We're talking like Pittsburgh and Chicago and all over the place.
I know that you're exactly right. So that's another thing to think about, because we traveled within 3 hours this year.
Right.
Three and a half hours.
Yeah.
We did have that one that was thrown in with Pensacola. Was a little bit farther. But having a closer tournament, you are going to save money that way.
Oh, absolutely.
But I can't imagine what it's going to be like when we have longer to go.
Yeah. We're having to book airline tickets.
Oh, gosh.
We get you a good airline credit card.
That's right.
If you're getting into hockey, and hotel points credit card.
I guess you can. How do you pack your sticks? Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine putting
that's
on a
good
plane?
Question. We're going to have to figure that out and report back to y'all.
That's right.
How to travel with your hockey equipment.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like that's
not going to
go.
I don't know.
How do you get through TSA with that? That's going
to
be a
challenge. Probably have to check it. I don't know.
You might have to check it. But then we'll get into the equipment. I don't want to leave my thousands of dollars in the hands of the airline.
Because they will probably destroy some of it.
That makes me a little bit nervous.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that.
Also, I think about people that have multiple kids in travel.
Right.
There was two families on our travel team this year that had two kids playing. Mm-hmm. So that's a big investment.
Yes,
it is. You have multiple children that are close in age that are playing at the same time. So it's not just one fee. We were lucky that we only had one kid.
Right.
But having to pay for both of them, I don't even want to know.
Yeah. And then if they get to the point where they're in different age groups, you're having to pay for both of them and then travel to different locations for both of them. Sometimes our like 8U, 10U, 12U, 14U travel to the same place, but not always.
Right.
So
that's definitely a challenge.
Yeah.
So other than playing in the house league or playing travel, there are other options that you can do either in the off season or in between all these other practices.
Right. There are lots of good supplemental options. One of them, of course, is private lessons. And my child hasn't started those yet. We're planning on doing that this summer after his lacrosse season ends. But Morgan has more experience with that, so she can chat on that.
Yeah, with the private lessons, we've been doing those for maybe 6 months. We started back when the travel season was pretty heavy, just because we felt like he had some skills that he needed to master. Also, Stealth is a little bit immature, and so when he was in more like bigger group settings, you could just tell that either he wasn't paying attention or he really wasn't doing the best because he was distracted from the other kids. So one-on-one instruction for him is a lot better for him. So we got with our coach, Coach Dave, and he would go on Thursdays, and we would do it during a stick and puck. So at our rink, you can pay $15 and it's for hockey players only. So you can actually bring a stick. They have goals set out. They have lots of pucks. So whether you're 5 years old or 55, 95 years old, you can sign up for a stick and puck. So during the stick and puck, we would pay her $15 and then we would pay Dave $50 to do a lesson. And that really helped him just, like I said, really master some of the skills, understand the hockey knowledge, because I think that was also something that he was lacking. I think you can tell a kid to go out there and skate and hit the puck, but understanding why we're doing some of the things that we're doing and also putting it all together. I'm not a skater. I've played in the parents game and it is hard. It is hard to skate, hold the stick, hit the puck. I mean, there's just so many things that you're thinking about in your mind. So I think that muscle memory of like skating and then shooting and making it seamless, just that extra practice was really good for him. So that is something that you can choose to do or you don't have to do. I know during the summer is a great time because we don't have consistent practices and games. So I think that would be really good to just get Chip in and just helping them understand the game of hockey in a way that they can thrive when they're actually playing.
And it's definitely an added investment, but I think it's one that sounds like it really pays off in the long run. And also keep in mind with that price ranges are going to really vary there.
Yes.
I know there are some younger hockey players, I believe Coach Dave's children included, that also coach some privately, and I think their rates are a little bit lower.
Right.
But then I know that they're one of the University of Alabama coaches does some private lessons at our rink, and his, I imagine, are a little bit higher. So it just kind of depends on the person that is coaching, how much you're going to end up paying.
Right. So the range could definitely vary. Right. I also know some people on our travel team that did just skating lessons. So Stealth was doing actual the hockey lessons. But we all know that skating is the foundation of hockey. If you can't skate well, you're probably not going to be a very good hockey player. No. So some of them would just do skating lessons and help, again, just build those skills and perfect those skills for the hockey season. So that's another option too.
Absolutely. And I think those prices vary as well. And of course, always remember you're going to have to pay for your ice time one way or another.
Yes.
So that's not built into the price of paying your coach.
There's also lots of camps and other things that our rink offers, and I'm sure that that's offered at other places. I know one thing that we've been doing with the pro hockey players, the Bulls, they did a skills and drills clinic on Tuesdays for a few months now. And he really liked that. And they just work on skills. It's all age groups. So 8U to 16U or 18U, I think. So that was a really good opportunity for him to be around the Bulls players because that's cool.
Right.
That's just cool. Like
around a celebrity.
And I don't think he really understood how cool that was. We're like, you know, that guy right there, like, he plays on the Bulls. Like when we get to a Bulls game.
He's who you're cheering for.
He's out there. He's like, really? I'm like, yeah. And some of them are from, you know, Canada or other places and they don't talk like us. They don't have a Southern accent.
Most of them don't have Southern accent.
No. And I remember one day, he talks funny. I'm like, well, he probably thinks you talk funny. Of our accent, but that was $20, which I was really appreciative of how inexpensive that was.
Yeah, absolutely.
There was a guy at the rink that took charge and really set this up, and I was very appreciative of him to keep it low cost and available, and him and his wife managed the entire thing. We did have to sign a waiver to make sure we're safe and all
Of course, yes.
But I thought that was a really good add on throughout the week.
I agree. And it's nice too because you sign up per session. So you don't have to commit to an entire month if you know you've got other practices or something going on that night. But like, for instance, we have lacrosse season right now because my son decided to play that as well. So we took a little break from skills and drills, but we'll be able to pick it right back up in May when they restart, when we're finished with lacrosse season.
Exactly. So. And they didn't do skills and drills in April because they're obviously in the playoffs. So they probably need to focus. They're a little busy. Yeah. They need to focus. But there was an extra camp that you could do on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Tuesday was power skating and Thursday was shooting.
Yes.
We signed up for power skating. And to your point, we had to pay for the whole month and we missed on Tuesday because he wasn't feeling well. But last Tuesday, my husband took him, and power skating is literally skating the entire time.
Oh, gosh. I bet he's so tired. Gosh,
he was so tired. I don't think he liked that.
Yeah.
I don't think he liked it that much.
That's It's a lot of conditioning.
Yes, a lot of conditioning. And these, if you wanted to do the power skating, it was over $100. And then if you wanted to do the shooting, it was another $100. So, you know, $200 that you're having to pay for the month of April to go on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But there is no house. There is no travel. There's nothing else that – there's no other opportunities to get on the ice.
Right.
So that might be a good investment in the off season, which I think is important because with hockey, we have the season – and it's not easy to practice hockey at your house.
Right.
Or in the South, at least. Maybe in other states.
Sure.
Where the availability is different, might be different. But here, we don't have the opportunity to just practice hockey
right.
anytime without special stuff that you can buy. So if you have the opportunity to get ice time, I think you should take mm-hmm. it. So it's nice that they offer those camps, but... everything costs. You're going to have to pay for
yes.
it.
Kids are expensive. Yeah. You're right. Like, point blank, like, they're just expensive. You're going to yes. fork out money one way or another.
That's exactly
so
right.
So, might as well be investing in a passion that yeah. they
That's
can grow
why
in.
This podcast is called $200 Stick and a 5-year-old Dog.
Exactly.
Because you're going to sacrifice the things that you need in order for them to
That's
have
right.
everything they need.
Why so. Have an updated closet when you can fork out hundreds and thousands of dollars for... hockey. Okay, moms, hockey expenses might have you in a 5-year-old bra, but with Splendies, there's no reason for your panties to be old. Splendy sends you 3 new pairs of cute panties every month for just $16.99, and right now you can get your first month for only $5. Go to splendies.com to subscribe today.
We make a lot of sacrifices as moms, but luckily we have a lot of resources that we can follow and find the cheaper deals that still look good. I know Emily, shameless plug, Emily has a TikTok and an Instagram that she shares lots of stuff that she finds on Amazon and other outlets that, I mean, you still look good, but you're not having to pay all this money.
What I is love
your,
a bargain.
What's your handle? Louboutin Taste of the Beer Budget.
That's right. That's
so
right.
Emily is the one to follow and get all the scoop.
Come follow.
That's right. Get all the scoop from her. Other than these intermittent camps that we have or skills and drills, we offers. Also have camps that our rink offers.
And those are typically in the summer. They have several sessions during the summer. They also tend to offer them in spring break. Did they do one at Christmas break? I don't think so.
I don't think they did a Christmas break. I don't even think they did a fall break either.
Yeah, I don't think so. So mainly spring break and summer. There are multiple options and you pay by the week. And that's usually around $315.
Right.
But that does include a couple hours of ice time each day, off ice drills. That includes their breakfast and their lunch. Mm-hmm. Did they get a t-shirt or anything? I don't think we got
they
a
did.
T-shirt. Did
they
we?
Did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I couldn't remember.
It's not a great one. Sorry. No judgment. It was one of those.
Contact
where they
us next yeah. time and we'll help you design it.
That's right. It was one of those where it was just like ironed on, you know, like they had like and I washed it.
Like
and
somebody
it was all,
made it in their basement one afternoon.
Yeah. It was, yeah. Sorry. It was kind of janky. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But they did get a t-shirt. Stealth did the spring break camp, and he liked it. They do run, and
they
run
do.
Outside, and that's not his favorite thing. I know in the summer, poor Chip, I don't know.
He bottomed out his glucose one day at camp and passed out when he got home.
Yeah.
but he's okay.
Right.
We made it, and we didn't quit, so it's fine.
That's right. And also, in the summer in Alabama, it's like 100 and
hot.
Bazillion degrees. Yes. So, poor thing. And, I mean, something's bound to happen. But now you're going to be more prepared.
That's
you know
right.
To do.
That's right.
But there's 4 summer sessions this year. 4 summer
yes.
camps this year.
Yes.
So, lots of opportunity to pay. But, gosh, 36... That's like
it's really getting up there if you want to do multiples.
It is.
And they have skating camps too, but I believe those are the same week. And I think those are geared more towards figure skating. So it's not like speed skating or power skating
right.
they would need.
When I picked up Stealth from hockey camp, the spring break camp, they were in this little room and they were all like playing with people's phones. And it's all age groups. So, you know, he's 7.
Yeah.
And then there's, you know, 15, 16-year-olds, and he's over there, like, lounging on a couch with this, like, 16-year-old, like, playing on the phone, and I'm like, how'd you get their phone? He's like, they gave it to me. They were letting me play a game. I'm like, okay. So who knows
yeah.
what he's learning.
And, yeah.
But
I think we learned some words last year.
I'm sure. And they're all really good kids. And I do think it's a good opportunity for them to be with older kids.
Yes.
It probably makes them become a little bit more mature. We just don't want them to be too mature.
Right, right.
But a little more mature. But also, anytime you're around kids that are maybe better, you're going to try to be better. So I think that's a good balance if we can keep them innocent at 7 around the 16-year-olds.
Careful about the TikToks that they're watching and whatnot.
That's right.
With the teenage boys.
That's right. Then they're going to come home and be like, Mom, what's this? I'm not ready for those questions.
Yeah.
So with all the camps, we need to add up all these figures. We'll have to do that.
We do.
At the end.
And do a
like a
ballpark.
I don't know total. If I want
to
know.
I don't think I want to either. But I think anybody that's getting into hockey, you know what you're getting yourself into. This is not a cheap sport.
No.
Any sport that requires multiple pieces of equipment, just go on and understand it's going to be expensive.
For sure.
But that's just something that if you want to play, you got to pay to play.
Right.
That's just how it goes.
What you pay for.
And you don't have to do the camps. You don't have to do the extra skating. You don't have to do any of that stuff. You don't have to play travel. I know for us in the South, I felt like if we didn't play travel, house wasn't enough for me.
Right.
And luckily, our kids are gifted and skilled, and they were asked to try out and be on the travel team. That might not be the reality for everybody, so we are lucky. But Travel made me fall in love with hockey even more.
Same.
And justify the expense because of how much fun it was.
I agree. And you also build those relationships more, and you just see so much more growth, I feel like, in travel as opposed to house. I mean, house is great. It has its place. And if you just want rec league, a fun Saturday morning sport for your kid to play, that's absolutely fine. But if you're a little more on the competitive side, I think travel's the way to go.
I agree.
And worth the investment. Hey, hockey moms. We know you're tired from those early morning practices and late night games. And unfortunately, not every hockey rink has an on-site Starbucks. Luckily, we have a solution for you. Bucked Up Energy. With drinks ranging from 100 to 333 milligrams of caffeine, Bucked Up is sure to give you all the energy you need to cheer on your favorite hockey player. Go to buckedup.com to order and use code Emily1027 to get 10% off today.
So now we've talked about all the house league, travel, summer camps, extra skating, private lessons, all of that to just play the sport of hockey.
Right.
Now we're going to pivot and we're going to talk about all the gear that you need to actually play hockey. And Emily and I were talking about this earlier. It almost makes you sick because of all the money that you have shelled out for this equipment, especially the Moores, because my husband is a little bit of an equipment junkie, is what I'm going to call it. He loves equipment. He feels like if you're going to do something, we're going to do it like 100%. I err on the side of middle of the road, but I'm sure as everyone knows, when you're married, sometimes you just pick your battles. Like if that's what you want to focus on and that's what you want to do, whatever. But there's times when I'm like, I feel like this is a little excessive for a 6/7-year-old because we started when he was 6 and he had all the good stuff. But I did ask him, I was like, what is your thought process to buying more expensive or I'm going to say top of the line gear? And his response was he did not want any excuses. He did not want there to be an excuse of like, well, my feet hurt or my shin guards don't fit or my helmet's uncomfortable. It's like, I'm going to put you in a position where you cannot make any excuses for not doing your best out there.
That's fair.
That's fair.
I think that's a pretty good reason. I tend to err more on the bargain side. Maybe not bargain. I mean, we're not doing rental skates or anything like that, but we're not buying $1,000 skates yet.
Right. It's almost like there's different tiers. So you have people that are trying to be very frugal, which makes sense. One, you want to make sure your kid actually likes hockey. So I can understand erring on the side of, I'm going to rent the skates for a little bit, get the bare minimum equipment and go that route. And then once they figure out what they want, if they want to continue playing hockey, then we can get more stuff. Then I feel like there's kind of like the middle of the road where you almost pick and choose what you spend your money on. So could we get equipment that is a hand-me-down, or could we get equipment that's like from a Facebook group that someone played for a little bit and didn't want? Or I'm actually going to spend more money on their skates because I know those are important. Right. Or I'm going to spend more money on their shin guards because he fell down once and got hurt and I want to make sure he has good shin guards. Whatever it might be. And then again, you have someone that's going to just deck them out and get them the best of the best. And I don't think that there's a wrong tier to be in.
No.
Just whatever works for you and your family. Absolutely. And your budget, and it's going to work out. And I don't think the kids that have the best of the best equipment, that doesn't mean they're going to be any better than the kid on in rail skates. Like, there's no, it's not going to be that big of a differentiator. So do what you can do to get the equipment, but we're going to dive a little bit deeper into some of the cost of that and do some research on your own, obviously, and kind of figure out what you do want to spend your money on and what you think would be the most important thing.
Yeah, I agree. Obviously, I feel like skates are one that you definitely want to put a little money towards and invest in. And then I am a pediatric provider, so I'm a big fan of helmets. You know, I feel like, you know, broken legs and broken arms are unpleasant, but they don't generally have as the lifelong effects that a head injury would. So I'm a big fan of a very solid helmet. And of course, there are specific guidelines. You have to have an updated, approved helmet. So that's something worth spending a little money on.
Agreed. And what I didn't realize is, and the only reason I know this is because my husband plays hockey, is that different brands have different kinds of helmets. And you know, if you put a helmet on and it's too tight, I mean, that can be so annoying.
Yeah, migraine. Yeah.
And that is the struggle with hockey equipment, especially here in the South, is you can't try it on.
Right.
You can't, there's no money back guarantee or a trial period, because the only place that we have to buy it is at our rink's pro shop. Mm-hmm. We don't have a hockey store, and maybe other places don't in this area. I'm sure in the North, there's probably multiple options to buy equipment.
Right. Their Dick's probably stocks, if they have a Dick's Sporting Goods or something similar. They probably stock hockey equipment. Ours does not.
Exactly.
Maybe he has like two or three things.
You're exactly right. So that was what was really tough, is because my husband bought a helmet and it was too tight and it was giving him a headache. So we ended up having to buy another helmet. And you hate to do that, but you don't have another option.
Right.
If you're uncomfortable, you got to buy something else. And same with skates. I mean, some are better for more wide feet and some are better for ankle support. So trying to figure out which brand is going to be the best for you. And obviously there's tiers. I know when we got into hockey, I actually bought myself some skates because I didn't want to do rentals. And I figured if the whole family's doing it, there's a good chance that I'm going to be skating at some point. And I remember going into the pro shop and they're like, well, here's low end, here's middle, and here's the $1,000 skates.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't need those. I do not need 1,000. I did not buy those. But I got like middle of the road because, again, I want to be comfortable. I don't want to be uncomfortable out there. I also did not know that you can get your skates molded. Did you know that's a thing?
I did not, but it doesn't surprise me.
You can get them molded and they can shape them to your foot so that is more comfortable. I also did not know that you have to get them sharpened frequently.
Yeah.
And that costs money.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's different at every rink, but that costs money to get them sharpened. Mm-hmm. We have a friend that has a sharpening machine that he has at his house because the dad plays hockey and then the son plays hockey. So that makes sense.
Right.
And if you look at that over a span of however many years and how many times you're going to get your skates
probably
sharpened,
worth it.
It probably makes more sense to just buy a machine. But it's just, it's these little like nickel and dime things that you don't think about.
Really adds up.
Yeah. And then you have your kid who is 7 saying, my feet hurt. And then you're looking at the insoles going like, okay, how much more room does he have before I have to buy another pair of skates? So that it's always a struggle. So when you're looking at the equipment, like you said, like kids are expensive. That's just something that you're going to have to prepare for and find the best route to get the equipment that you need. I'm lucky that I have a son that's younger than my hockey player. So a lot of that stuff can be passed down.
That's true.
So I'm lucky in that way. And maybe that's a good reason to have better equipment because it's going to last longer. So then we can pass it down. And maybe that's also our thought process. And this has to last through 2 children because we don't want to have to keep buying a bunch of stuff. So we did end up getting some of the nicer stuff so that maybe Blaine can have it in the long run.
Yeah, and that makes sense. And there's also the option of selling it when you're finished with it too. Like, we don't have a younger child, so when we've outgrown some stuff, we'll probably try to resell it or just find a friend to give it to so that it's getting used one way or another.
You're exactly right. I know at our rink they have the little consignment sale. So if you're starting in hockey and you're kind of on the fence of, is my kid even going to like this? There might be an opportunity to go get skates that are have been used, right, but still in good condition, but they're not rental skates, so they're like a good, happy medium.
Absolutely.
So you have your helmet. We talked a lot about that. We talked about the skates. Next is the other equipment. So you obviously need shin guards. That's important. We have elbow guards. We have a chest plate. We also have these little shorts that have Velcro on them that your skate or your socks attach to.
Right.
Didn't know we needed that.
Yeah, neither.
We also have the socks. That's important. Mm-hmm. We also had to buy certain laces because we had to get waxed laces as opposed to like the cotton laces. Yeah,
get torn up.
Because they get torn up. Didn't know that was a thing. You have to get skate protectors.
Yes.
Put on the bottom.
Yes, so you don't ruin your blades.
Yep.
Protective cup and mouth guard. Those, I mean, important.
It is important.
It's not the most expensive, but they still, I mean, like, what, $15 for the mouth guard, 20 or so for the protective cup. So, I mean, it starts out in
that. I mean, it's just, that's right. It's something you got to think about. We have a couple of pairs of shorts because I didn't have time to wash them each time.
Especially when you're traveling.
When you're traveling. You don't have access.
And boy, they get stinky.
Oh my gosh, they get stinky. So bad. So stinky. So it's probably a good idea to have multiple options for shorts and socks. Things that if you're going to be needing them multiple times within the week, so you're not having to do laundry every single night. And that adds up. You know, they're $25, $30.
Yep.
Another thing we have a lot of is practice jerseys. Either we've needed one or we've forgotten a jersey and we had to run to the pro shop and get an extra one because we didn't have one because it was left at home. So I think we have like 3 or 4 practice jerseys.
Yeah, same.
We even have a practice jersey that was like a yellow color that we had to buy in a pinch. Well, then Stealth decided he didn't like yellow. And I didn't think that boys really cared about colors and what they wear, but apparently yellow is not his color. So that has been
not a Preds fan.
He's not a Preds fan. He's not a Nashville Predators fan. So that has been passed down to his younger brother, who actually does look really good in yellow.
Well, there you go.
It worked out well. But before that, I thought, we just wasted all of our money on this extra practice jersey that you're never going to wear because you don't like the color. So, you know, first world problems, you don't like the color of your practice jersey. But another thing that you have to pay for now, which is very important, is the neck guard.
Yes. After the incident, was it a Canadian hockey player that he was charged with manslaughter, I believe, but got killed from his skate to the neck. So neck guards. I don't know. Have they made that a requirement officially? I know I remember getting an email that the board was voting on whether or not that was an official requirement, but I know we went out and bought one that weekend as soon as that, that story came out.
Yes. Especially like you were saying, like you and your husband are both in healthcare. So that was probably very important.
Yes.
Which is important to everybody too, but even more so, I'm sure you've seen a lot of things that you just, no one would want
to see. Just knowing the anatomy of the neck and how fragile it is and how quickly you can die if it's severed. So made us want to get one of those.
I don't know if it's required, but I have a feeling that if it's not, it's going to be.
Yeah, I agree.
And it does, I mean, I'm sure it's a little bit uncomfortable. Stealth had like a little rash or kind of like little burn from where it would rub on his neck. And I was like, sorry, you have to wear it.
Yeah.
Just to be protected.
Yeah.
They have now.
Like a little turtleneck.
It looks like a little turtleneck. They have some companies now where it's like a full shirt. So it's not a separate piece.
I think I saw some of those on Amazon.
I'm not sure how much those cost, but it's almost like Kevlar.
Yeah.
Like a Kevlar shirt. I don't know.
From the skates.
So it can protect you. So that might be an option too. Again, as they get a little bit older, to do that instead of the actual neck guard. It might be a little more comfortable.
For sure.
But as things happen and happen in the hockey world, who knows what else is going to be required for them to have.
Yeah.
In order to play and be safe and all that. You also need a stick. I know we haven't talked about
sticks. Oh, gosh, the sticks. That's just a little important.
We need a stick. And there
also
are
expensive.
So many sticks. Yes. So many options. And I know with our first stick, it was, I like this color. I like this stick. Right. That's the only pick. And I don't think, as a 7-year-old, I don't think Stealth would even know the difference between a cheap stick and an expensive stick. But I know that there's a difference. For whatever reason, I'm sure the better sticks are nice. I have no idea. But you can spend a lot of money on a stick.
You can. And our first stick we bought was a pretty cheap one, but then we upgraded after he made travel. And, I mean, we still didn't go top of the line, but, you know, we're still a few $100 in.
Yeah. And you have to have it. And you have to have it.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't.
You can't not,
not have a stick.
That's right. And I, this is, again, this is full transparency of the stuff I did not know, is there's right-handed sticks or right-way sticks and left-way sticks. And you got to figure out, like, is your kid a righty or a lefty? Because the blade curves one way or the other. So you have to think about that and make sure you don't get the wrong sided stick.
Yes.
That could be unfortunate.
And you can also have them like cut down. Thankfully, Morgan's husband is capable of doing that. Yes. But I'm sure that that can get expensive too if you're having to pay someone else to do it.
That's true, because if it's too long, that can hinder how
they handle it.
Maneuver it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So again, all these little small things that you didn't think about. Also, tape. Tape is something you have to buy.
You got to have sock tape and tape for the stick.
Yep. Sock tape, tape for the stick.
And then when you travel and you go to these tournaments, there's going to be 10 million things that your kid's just going to ask for, like a t-shirt or a hoodie or...
Tell us how much your husband spent on that sweatshirt at the tournament.
My sweet husband's a sucker. If the kids ask him for something, he's like, okay, we'll do it. But we were at one of our travel tournaments and they came back with a hoodie and it was it like $90?
Yeah.
By the time they got the number, his number added and his name and defense on the side and all these little details. It was like a $90 hoodie that he'll outgrow in 3 months. And he got suckered into the same thing at the next tournament.
Yeah.
So just know you'll be buying so many frivolous things, but it's okay.
We did not get a sweatshirt at the first tournament. I don't know how we got lucky and got out of that, but we did buy a t-shirt at the very last tournament. And like you said, we had to add on his number, another little thing on the sleeve. And these vendors are smart.
They are. They are making bank.
They are making bank. They know that these parents, like you said, are going to get suckered in to buying all this stuff for their kid because... Mommy, I want a sweatshirt. I'm like, well, okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to buy the t-shirt at the last tournament because we actually won some games at that tournament.
Yes, we showed up really well in
that
tournament.
We did. So I
had to have a souvenir.
That's right. We would keep have the memories of that tournament.
Yeah.
And luckily, he's worn it a lot. And I know Chip has worn a sweatshirt a lot.
Oh, he wears it all the time.
So
all of them.
It was worth the money.
Oh, for sure.
It was worth the money. But something, again, that you don't always think about. And we didn't get anything else at the other tournaments, but you can buy pictures. You know, always take a team picture.
Yes.
So you can get pictures of your kids. So that's something that is going to be an extra expense. We had team pictures for house and for travel.
Yes.
And
we did.
You feel like a jerk if you don't purchase at least a couple prints.
I know.
And then the pictures end up in a drawer somewhere or something.
Yes.
But if you don't buy them, you feel like an asshole.
I feel like you missed out.
You missed out. So...
all the snacks. Man, I don't even know how much we spent in snacks.
In food, I know.
Just at practice and games.
I was looking the other day on our credit card statement, and it just said, like, ActiveNet, Pelham Civic Center, Because our middle son, you know, has to go and be there at all these practices. We don't take him all the time, but we try. It's like a family affair.
Yeah, yeah.
And he wants popcorn, or he wants a pretzel, or he wants Skittles, or he wants a drink. So... you're right. That adds up on the back end of if you have other children, you're going to have to keep them happy. Then your kid gets off the ice and they're hungry. They're thirsty. They want a snack.
So
that's a big expense. Travel. We'll have to go more in depth on travel.
Absolutely.
Another time. But the food alone is expensive. And again, when you are thinking about hockey and you're thinking about the big picture, it's going to be expensive. Just know that.
It is.
But it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
It is.
The times that I have to put on my 5-year-old bra that's, you know, fraying at the seams and stretched out. It's a little hard. Yeah, it's looking nasty, or I need new tennis shoes or whatever. Yes. It is, to see how happy he is to be on the ice. Like, those are the memories that I'm going to cherish forever.
That's right.
And it's worth every penny.
And when they're in the NHL, they can buy us new wardrobes and Louis Vuitton bags.
That's exactly right. We need to figure up all the stuff.
Yes.
And when they make it to the show, we'll be like, I spent all this money on you.
Yeah.
And
you need to pay me back. Where's my Range Rover?
Where's my Range Rover? That's right. That's exactly right. So I think, again, you will not regret spending one penny on your children.
Absolutely.
It's so worth it, but it is an investment mm-hmm. that you need to be prepared for. And I hope us kind of detailing the ins and outs of it, I hope that's helped. We would love to hear from our listeners, whoever you may be, if you have other expenses that we did not talk about or we didn't think about, or if it's just something different at your rink, I'd love to hear what other people have to spend.
Absolutely, and we'll chat about that in our next episode if y'all have anything to add.
Make sure to check out our TikTok and our Instagram, Hockey Moms Uncensored. Give us a follow and a like. We're going to have a lot of pictures and videos and content on there. So please reach out to us and ask us questions or have any comments on anything you want to hear about in the future.
And make sure you join us next week for episode 4, I Heart Hockey Moms. What kind of hockey mom are you?
Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye, y'all.